Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his...
Ah, yes, another day of battle against the evil forces. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And this show is for Monday, the 17th of April, 2017, and is the 220th Word for Word show. Today we're going to be going into the book of Haggai, as Haggai in the Hebrew, and probably into Zechariah as well, because Haggai is only two chapters. Now, Haggai was around 520 BC when he was writing this, and it is an exhortation of the people to rebuild Yahweh's temple, and it was completed in 516 BC. The second temple. So let's get into this. Before we do, though, I'd like to remind everybody about the Hebrew feast day calendar that EFR is offering. Brother Hebert in North Carolina put it together. It's on beautiful full color paper, the heavy gloss paper, professionally printed. And it has both the Gregorian days on it, the normal calendar days for the pagan months, and then the Hebrew days for the Hebrew months. And it has all the feast days on it, and you won't get lost trying to figure things out because it's very user-friendly. Okay, and if you'd like a copy, just click on Donate button at the top of the EFR page and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar, and that pays for the calendar and the shipping and a little donation for EFR, which we really need for expenses for the server, etc. That's not free. We have to pay for that. And please put the word calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and then you will get your calendar. I have mine, and I absolutely love it. It's invaluable. It'll keep me straight for the whole year. Let me get a drink of water, clear the pipes, and we'll get right into Haggai. All right. Verse 1 of Haggai, of chapter 1. It's only two chapters. And you can reference Ezra 4:24 through 5. Verse 2 and 6:14. In the second year of Dariush, that's Darius, 1867, the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai, 2:2:9:2, the prophet to Zerubbabel, 2:2:1:6, the son of Shealtiel, 7:5:9:7, the governor, 6:3:4:6, of Yehuda, and to Yahshua, 3:0:9:1, the son of Yehatzadok, 3:0:8:7, the high priest, saying, verse 2, thus says Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be rebuilt. Then came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, verse 4, time for you, O you, to dwell in your paneled houses, 5603, and this house lies in waste, 2720. It's a question, you know, there's time for you to dwell in your paneled house, and this house lies in waste, the house of Yahweh, 2720. Verse 5, now therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, direct, 7760, your mind, 3824, toward your ways. Verse 6, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat but do not have enough. You drink but are not drunken. You clothe yourselves but none are warm. And he that earns wages, 7936, earns wages into a bag, 6872, withholds, 5344. In other words, his money just dribbles away. Verse 7, thus says Yahweh of hosts, direct your mind towards your ways. Verse 8, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, 7521. And I will be honored, 3513, says Yahweh. Verse 9. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew upon it, 5301, in other words, to scatter it. Why, says Yahweh of hosts? Because of my house that lies in waste, and you reign, 7323, that's restrict, every man to his own house. Verse 10. Therefore the sky over you withholds from dew, 2919, and the land withholds her fruit, 2981, the produce. Verse 11. And I called for drought, 2721, upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the new grain, and upon the new wine, and upon the fresh oil, and upon what the ground brings forth, and upon Adam, 120, and upon beast, 929, and upon all the labor, 3018, of the hands. Yahweh is angry. They're living in rich houses, but they won't rebuild his. Verse 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yahshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, that's 7611, remnant, obeyed the voice of Yahweh their Elohim and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh their Elohim had sent him, and the people did fear from the presence of Yahweh. Verse 13. Then spoke Haggai, Yahweh's messenger, 4397, in Yahweh's message, 4400, to the people, saying, I am with you, says Yahweh. Verse 14. And Yahweh stirred up, 5782, the spirit in Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and the spirit of Yahshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and worked in the house of Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. In the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Dariush the king, that's Darius the king. The sixth month is August into September, part of August and part of September in our calendar. And they call it Elul, number 435, but that's a pagan name. Oh, I got bronchial problems today. Chapter 2. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by the prophet Haggai, saying, now the seventh month is Tishrei, but there's no number for it, and that corresponds to part of September and part of October. Verse 2, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and to Yeshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is, verse 3, who is left among you that saw this house in its first glory? And you can reference Ezra 3, verse 12 on this. And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes like it is nothing? Because it was a wreck. Verse 4, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says Yahweh, and be strong, O Yeshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says Yahweh, and work, because I am with you, says Yahweh of hosts. That's a big boost to the people, having him say that. And it's really going to, you know, it's going to inspire them. Look, we're not abandoned. Yahweh still loves us. Verse 5. And you can reference Exodus 29, verses 45 and 46 on this. According to the word that I covenanted, 3772, with you when you came out of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear, 3372. Verse 6, and you can reference the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 12, verse 26. Because thus says Yahweh of hosts, yet once it is a little while, 4592, and I will shake, 7493, the skies and the land and the sea and the dry land, 2724, verse 7. And I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 8, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 9, the glory of this latter house, well, that's 314, latter house, shall be greater than the former, 7223, says Yahweh of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says Yahweh of hosts. In other words, the second temple is going to be better than the first until it's destroyed by the Romans. Verse 10, in the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Dariush, that's the king of the Medes, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, verse 11, thus says Yahweh of hosts, ask now instructions of the priests, 8451, the teachings, the Torah, in other words, 8451, saying, what's the teachings in the Torah? Verse 12, if one bears holy flesh, 1320, that's that dedicated to Yahweh, in the skirt, 3671, of his garment, and with his skirt he touches bread or pottage or wine or oil or any food, shall it be holy? That means still consecrated. And the priest answered and said, no. Then Haggai said, this is verse 13, if one that is unclean, 2931, by a dead body touches any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Verse Verse 14, then Haggai answered and said, and this is Yahweh speaking through him, so is this people and so is this nation before me, says Yahweh. And so is every work of their hands. And that which they offer there is unclean. The work of their hands means their idols. Verse 15. And now, please, set your mind toward this day and upward, 4605, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Yahweh. Verse 16. Since those days were when one came to a heap, 6194, of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat, 3342, to draw out, 2834, 50 vessels from the wine press, 6333, there were only 20. This is times when he had put famine on them, 17. I smote you with blight, 7711, and with mildew, 3420, and with hail, 1259, and all the labors of your hands, 4639, the works, the labors. Yet you turn not to me, says Yahweh. Verse 18. Set your mind on now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation was laid, 3245, of Yahweh's temple, set your mind. Verse 19, is your seed still in the barn? 4035, yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day, I will bless you. In other words, all these things are going to start blooming again because they're going to be obedient. Verse 20. And again the word of Yahweh came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, 21, speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Yehuda, saying, I will shake the skies and the land. Verse 22, and I will overthrow, 2015, the throne, 3678, of kingdoms, 4467. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. These are non-Hebrew nations. And I will overthrow the chariots, 4818, and those that ride in them, 7392. And the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his kinsmen. They'll fight among themselves. All these people that are oppressing Israel, he's going to put them down. Verse 23, in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, will I take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says Yahweh, and I will make you as a signet, 2368, that's chotham, that's a precious object, a seal or a ring. Because I have chosen, 977, you, says Yahweh of hosts. He's the governor over Yehuda under Dariush, the king. The king appointed him as the governor. Because they're still under the rule of foreign nations. So that ends the book of Haggai. And now we can get into the book of Zechariah. Now there's a number of chapters in Zechariah. It's not a short little book. Let's see, what is this? 14 chapters in Zechariah, so we'll be a while on this one. And in the beginning here, it's the prophetic period of Zechariah. Actually, it's Zechariah, and it means Yah remembers, from Zakar. Remembers Yah. It over that, it overlapped that of Haggai, but it continued afterward. There are a lot of messianic prophecy passages in this, and this will be noted. Pardon me, let me get a drink of water here. I've still got some bronchial problems. It's spring and it's damp. And my lungs are acting up. That's life. This is chapter 1, verse 1 of Zechariah. And you can reference Ezra 4, 24 through chapter 5, verse 1. And verse 6, or chapter 6, verse 14. Verse 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Dariush, okay, that's still, that's Darius, 1867, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah, 21:48, the son of Berechiahu, 1:2-9:6, and that means Yahweh blesses, the son of Edo, 5:7-1:4, and that means timely, the prophet saying, verse 2, Yahweh has been very angry with your fathers. Verse 3, therefore say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, return to me. That's 7725, return, says Yahweh of hosts. And I will turn to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 4, do not be as your forefathers, to whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, turn now, 4994, from your evil ways, and your evil deeds, 4611, but they did not hear, nor listen to me, says Yahweh. Verse 5, your forefathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Verse 6, but my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake, 5381, your forefathers? And they returned and said, like as Yahweh of hosts thought, 2161, to do to us, according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has done with us. He punished them. And they knew it was coming because they knew they strayed. Verse 7. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shabbat, 7627, that corresponds to part of February and part of March. And Shabbat is a loan word from the Babylonian Sabbatu, to strike, kill, destroy, as the month of destroying rains. Okay? That's a Babylonian loan word. They're bringing stuff back from Babylon. And with the month Shabbat, in the second year of Dariush, that's Darius, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah, the son of Berechiahu, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, verse 8, I saw by night, 3915, and beheld a man riding upon a red horse. For riding and a red horse. And verse 8, you can reference part A, Revelation 6, verse 4, and part B, Revelation 6, verse 2. And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom land, and behind him there were red horses, sorrel and white. Three different types of horses. Okay. Let me flip the page. Then I said, O my Lord, that's Adon, 113, what are these? And the messenger, 4397, that would be an angel. That's a church term, and it means messenger. And this messenger is a divine messenger, obviously. And the messenger that talked with me said to me, I will show you what these are. Verse 10, and the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are those whom Yahweh has sent to walk to and fro, 1980, through the land. Remember Job? Well, not only Satan is walking to and fro during and through the land, but the messengers of Yahweh. So who's going to help us in the end times? Well, the messengers of Yahweh. They're warrior angels. Okay, I hate to use the term angel. Verse 11, and they answered the messenger of Yahweh that stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro throughout the land, and behold, all the land sits still, 3427, and is at rest, 8252. Verse 12, then the messenger of Yahweh answered and said, O Yahweh of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Yerushalayim and on the cities of Yehuda, against which you have had indignation these 70 years? Remember, Israel was to be sent off into captivity for 70 years. Verse 13. And Yahweh answered the messenger that talked with me with good words and comforting words. Verse 14. So the messenger that talked with me said to me, cry out, 7121, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am zealous, 7065. For Yerushalayim and for Zion with a great zeal. And I am very, 1419, very angry, 7107 and 7110, with the nations that are at ease, 7600, because I was but a little, 4592, angry, 7107, and they helped, 5826, the evil result, 7451. So they were against Israel and helped hurt Israel. Uh-oh. Verse 16. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I am returned to Jerusalem with compassion. 7:3-5:6. My house shall be rebuilt in it, says Yahweh of hosts, and a pardon me, and a line, 6:9-5:7, that's a measuring line, that's kaw, Q-A-W. And a line shall be stretched forth, 5:1-8:6, upon Jerusalem. Verse 17, cry yet, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, my cities through prosperity, 2:8-9:6, shall yet be spread abroad, 6:3-2:7. And Yahweh shall yet comfort, 5:1-6:2, Zion, and shall yet choose, 9:7:7, Jerusalem. That's the city where he chose to put his name. Verse 18. Now, Yahweh is done speaking. This is the vision of Zechariah. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw and beheld four horns. 7:1-6:1. Verse 19. And I said to the messenger that talked with me, what are these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered 2219 Yehuda, Israel, and Jerusalem. All right, horns here are symbolic of military power. Verse 20. And Yahweh showed me four craftsmen. 2:7-9:6. Verse 21. Then I said, what do these come to do? And he spoke, saying, these are the horns that have scattered Yehuda, so that no man lifted up his head, but these are come to frighten them. 2:7-2:9. To cast out, 3:0-3:4, the horns of the nations, 14:7-1, which lifted up their horn over the land of Yehuda to scatter it. And those are the non-Israel nations that oppressed Israel with military power. Chapter 1, that ends chapter 1. The myrtle trees mentioned here maybe Israel. Okay. Very possibly. Because they're all figurative and metaphorical. The messenger speaking with him may very well be the Messiah. I can't nail it down and say that that definitely is what it is. I said maybe, okay. All I can do is read the actual translation instead of what was messed with by the church interpreters. Research and interpretation is for you to do during your studies. Now we come to chapter 2 of Zechariah, which is a short chapter. I'll be able to get this in. Verse 1. I lifted up my eyes again and looked and beheld a man with a measuring line in his hand. Verse 2, then I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the width of it and what is the length of it. Verse 3, and behold, the messenger that talked with me went forth, and another messenger went forth to meet him. Verse 4, and said to him, run, 7:3:2:3, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall sit as open regions, that's 6:5:1:9, from the multitude, 7:2:30, of Adami and the cattle in it. Those are the descendants of the race of Adam, okay? Specifically, because I, says Yahweh, will be to her a wall of fire around her and will be the glory in the midst of her. Hoy, 1945. Hoy. Flee, 5:1:2:7. From the land of the north, 6:8:2:8, says Yahweh. Because I have spread you out, 6:5:6:6, as the four winds of the sky, says Yahweh. And that's all the dispersion. Come back to the second temple, okay? Escape, O Zion, that dwells with the daughter of Babel. Come out of Babylon. Because thus says Yahweh of hosts, after the glory has he sent me to the nations which despoiled you, because he that touches you touches the pupil, 8:9:2, of his eye. And they say the apple of the eye. That's not that. That's a term. They made that up. That's not in Scripture. It's the pupil of his eye. For behold, I will shake my hand against them, like wave them off, and they shall be spoil for their slaves. In other words, Israel is going to despoil Babylon. And you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me. This is the messenger speaking. And here's Yahweh speaking. Shout for joy, 7:4:4:2, that's all one word. And rejoice, O daughter of Zion. That's Jerusalem. Because, lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of you, says Yahweh. Verse 11, and many nations shall join themselves to Yahweh in that day. All right, this is Israelite nations. We were all over and founded nations. Join themselves is 3:8:6:7. And shall be my people. This is only Israel is his people. So it has to be Israelite nations. And I will dwell in the midst of you, and you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. This is the messenger. I will dwell in the midst of you. That leads me to believe that this is messianic. Yeshua is going to dwell in the midst of us. And all these nations that are our enemy are going to be destroyed. All these Israel nations. They exist today. When we scattered, United States, Britain, Denmark, Germany, France, Poland, South Africa. We're all over. We're going to be rejoined. And all of this is when the Messiah is here. So this is pretty heavy, and I really can't nail it down and say, this is what it says. I'm reading you what it says, and you're going to have to study it and interpret it for yourself. I give you my take on it, but you have to understand that it is my take, my opinion. Okay, my opinion is my opinion and only my opinion. My view on things. But it does not etch it in stone. I'm not a prophet, and I'm not going to take it upon myself to say this is what it says. I can only give you my view on it. And you can take it or leave it. Too many people try to make themselves more important. I read the scripture to you, and I give you all the information I can give you on this with the Strong's numbers and the correct wording that I can do. But interpreting, no. I'm not going to do that. I'll give you an opinion occasionally, but I will qualify it as only an opinion. Take it or leave it, you know. You have a brain. Think for yourself. That's a blessing from Yahweh. Study to show yourself approved. Verse 12. And Yahweh shall inherit Yehuda as his portion, 2506, in the Holy Land, and shall choose, 977, Yerushalayim again. The temple will be rebuilt, and Jerusalem will again be the center of worship. That I can tell you. Because this is forecasting the temple, because they're in process of rebuilding the temple. And Koresh, the king of Persia, financed the whole deal. They got started on it, and Koresh came in. You can see they're going to be scattered out of Babylon. Well, Koresh attacked Babylon. Persia attacked Babylon and destroyed it. And then Israel was released from the captivity, and they came back. This is before the final dispersion. But a lot of our people had already left and went north and went up into Europe to establish all these nations that they're talking about here. And I just knocked my doggone water bottle over and made a mess. I hope it doesn't hurt my keyboard here. Let me shake the keyboard out. Oh boy. I didn't have the water bottle on the computer table, so that's a blessing. And I got a case of the clumsies here. Oh my. Anyway, where were we? The rebuilding of the temple is in process at this point. It got started with these people. When I read from Haggai, he was exhorting them to rebuild. They started the process. But they got funding because Yahweh inspired Koresh, whom they call Cyrus in the English, which is not correct, Koresh, to make it available for them to rebuild the temple. He paid for a lot of it. He was stirred up, as they say, and that's how it got built. Well, it lasted until after the time of the Messiah. And then he said that it's going to be torn down and plowed. Well, it was. The second temple, even more ornate and glorious than the first, was destroyed by Rome when Israel rebelled against Rome. and they actually plowed Jerusalem. And what's left of Jerusalem today is only a small part of the city. All the walls are knocked down. It was destroyed. Well, here's verse 13, and this will end chapter 2. Be silent, 2013. All flesh, 1320, that's all living things, before Yahweh, for he is raised up from his holy habitation. 4853. He's awake and active again, and he's returning to Israel. He stepped back from them for a while because they needed to be punished, and they had the 70-year punishment. Well, this is at the point where the 70-year punishment is ending. It's coming to an end. And the rebuilding of the temple and the reassembling of the tribes that hadn't left and gone north is going to occur. But Israel is not going to be the massive Israel that it was before. Okay, they're going to come out of Babylon, but a lot of people went in different directions. They didn't all come back to Israel. Pardon me, I'm tearing off paper towels and tossing them on the floor to soak up this mess I made. Hey, I'm entitled to a boo-boo once in a while. Israel would come back for a time. But then they would go into absolute apostasy again. They were doing that at the time of Yeshua Messiah. And that is why he was rebuking the Edomites that took over the priesthood after they had killed all the actual physical seed line of Aharon, the only ones that were qualified biblically to be the priests. Well, they killed them all. And Herod and the rest of them, they put in whoever they wanted. They weren't even Israelites. Herod wasn't Israelite, he was an Edomite. And they took over, and they put all these false people in place of the true biblical priests. They killed them all. They assassinated all these people. And they infiltrated so heavily. They're still infiltrated today in the Judeo-Christian churches. And they're teaching Judeo-Christianity, which is, there is no such thing. Judaism is Talmudism. It is not the Mosaic way of Israelite worship. They're not using the Torah, they're using the Talmud. And they're teaching in the seminary schools Judeo-Christianity, not true Christianity where you keep the feast. They're teaching that the feasts are all done away with, that the law is done away with. We don't have to listen to any of that. We're going to keep Easter Sunday instead of Passover. Christmas, which is pagan. On and on and on and on. I mean, it's a comedy of errors at this point. So I don't know what to tell you. It's getting worse and worse and worse, and this country especially is sinking into apostasy at a greater rate than ever before. And you can see the actions of the children of the adversary, where they're trying to censor and shut down all the truther sites on the internet. Right now, they're working their search engines like Google and Yahoo and some of the other ones, so they won't take you if you type in something and search for certain sites. It'll come up site not found. They won't take you there. You have to enter in the direct URL of the site, not the name of the site. They are censoring in this manner because we're hitting them really hard. Eurofolk Radio, particularly, is a great weapon against the enemies. We are really hammering them. Our listenership is increasing gradually. We're not going to get a huge listenership or downloads like the frivolous sites that are on the internet, the nonsense sites. People want their ears tickled, they don't want the truth, and when you present the truth, it's not popular. They don't like it. So we don't expect the massive numbers that PewDiePie would get, okay? They're even restricting PewDiePie. I don't know what to tell you about that. I've never seen PewDiePie. I don't go to non-biblical sites. I don't surf the web. I don't particularly personally care about politics because it's all going to end when Yeshua returns. I look for news and signs of the time, but not all this hysteria that comes out on the internet so often. There's just a bunch of nonsense that they have on the internet that they present as facts. Worrying about Planet X and stuff, I don't know if any of that's true and don't really care. Yahweh's going to do what he's going to do. However, the method is his will is going to be done. And I can't do anything about a planet that's coming. If it comes and does this and that, okay, what are you going to do about it? I have to fight the battles where I have a chance of winning. I cannot win against a planet. There's nothing that's happening in the universe that's not Yahweh's will. And that's what people forget. Yahweh's will be done. That's how it is. And everybody's all worried about this. Oh, what are we going to do when we're going to do this? And it is all distraction. It distracts us deliberately from preparing our spiritual lives for the second coming of the Messiah. Everything else is irrelevant. And I keep telling people, get ready for the second coming. That's the only thing that is important. Prepare yourselves spiritually first and physically in case you have to flee to the mountains in the last day. That's what the Bible says. Start obeying what the Bible says and don't worry about the rest of it because it's all under Yahweh's control, not the control of mankind. If there's a planetary system going to pass by close, there is absolutely nothing anybody on this planet can do about it. If we get hit, we get hit. If we don't, we don't. What we do know is what it teaches in Scripture. Now, if you don't believe the Scripture, go on and do what you're going to do and leave me alone. I don't want to hear your claptrap. Don't bother me with it. But those that do want to listen to the word of Yahweh, I exhort to righteousness, keep the feast, keep the fast of atonement, don't eat the unclean foods, raise your children in the Scriptures, don't let them have the video games, turn off the TV, the Talmud vision, and teach your children the word of Yahweh, because it's your responsibility as a parent. The rest of this stuff will work itself out. Fight the battles you have a chance of winning in reality, in your scope and ability of things. That which you cannot change or affect, don't waste your time on it. That's the main thing. They put all these things out here as smoke and mirrors and distraction. And this politician said that. And that movie star said that. And, oh, they're going to expose these people. And they're going to do this. And they're going to do that. And it's all horse manure to distract you from the main thing of getting your life right with Yahweh. You don't need to worry about the rest of this nonsensical stuff in the world. You're in the world, but not of it, if you're a true Christian. Who cares what some movie star says? What is their opinion? What's it to you? Who cares what some Jew in the New York Times puts in their Jew rag? It means nothing. What do you care what's on the Talmud vision that's there to pollute your mind and distract you? It is their method. Deception and confusion is the method of the children of the enemy. All through Scripture, it has prophecy of what's going to happen in the end. And sports fans, we're coming down to the end, okay? These are the last days. If you can't see that or you don't want to see it, that's just tough. Sorry. You don't like me because I tell the truth? I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth anyway. And to hell with you, literally. You don't want to listen to the word of Yahweh, it offends you. You're on the side of the enemy. And I will shake the dust off of my sandals and move on. And I will teach and preach the word of Yahweh until the return of the Messiah, until he takes me out and I sleep for a while until the return. I don't believe in anything else except the Scriptures. I don't believe in modern science or modern medicine or the lies of the politicians. I don't believe in any form of earthly mankind's government. None of them are righteous. History we can learn from, but even that is passing away. It's all hay and stubble. There is one Elohim, and that is Yahweh, and one Redeemer, and that is Yahshua. And I will talk to you tomorrow on the 18th, and we will continue on in Zechariah. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.